It's time for the Ronin role-playing podcast. Join Scormy as he plays through various tabletop role-playing games entirely on his own. Some are specifically designed for solo play, while with others he will be using a GM emulator. Regardless, come enjoy the strange world of solo role-playing with your host, Scormy.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Ronin Role Playing Podcast. I'm your host and general victim, Scormy. So, for the next 2 months, we're playing a new game. Not brand new, but it's something we haven't played before. We're going to do The Witcher from Martell Saurian Games. It is a beautiful tabletop role playing game based, of course, on The Witcher series of books. Y'all may know that from the video games. You may know it from the television series based on it. I think it's mostly based on the books. Regardless, doesn't matter. It's a very deep and intriguing game. I've got this. I've got the main book. I've got The Witcher's Journal, which is effectively a little source book and a monster manual. And, of course, I've got Lords and Lands, which is a little pamphlet with some extra doodads and a Game Master screen. So those may not come into play so much right now. Right now, we're going to make a character, and this takes a little while. So if we run a little long, I apologize. Now, last week I mentioned that we were going to be playing this game, and I also mentioned something that I can't live up to. I said we were going to be playing a Witcher. Now, this is the second time I've recorded this particular episode. The first one, I had to stop because we were over an hour in and I wasn't close to done. And I was getting this horrible stinking feeling that for my very first traverse into this game, I don't really want to play such a complicated character. Powerful, cool, would have been great. We're going to go a little more simple here. So we're going to throw together a character real quick, or as fast as we can, so that we can get into it and hopefully not die in the very first session, which would be probably next week. I don't anticipate this. I anticipate character creation taking all or most of this episode. So I'm going to apologize right off the bat because I'm not super familiar with the Witcher series of books. I have not read them. My background with this IP is, well, I've watched the series and I played a little bit of Witcher 3. That's it. So if names get mangled or I make poor choices along the way, well, yeah, that is just the way it is. Anybody who's been a longtime follower of my website or previous podcasts or video series or anything like that, know this is pretty much a standard for me. Okay, so let's just jump right into it. I already know I want to be a human male, so I'm not going to roll randomly on that. So we can just jump. I've even picked a name. My name's Crass. There should be some good jokes there. Run a life path. Okay, let's run a life path. Now, the Witcher life path was very, very confusing. And does it tell me where the life path is? Yes, right here. Okay. So first of all, we need to roll and get an odd or even result. Well, it's even. I got a 4. I'm human. So I am from Nilfgaard. So I'm sure there's a place to put that. Really won't be in spells. I'm going to avoid anything involving magic, like the plague. Yep, I don't see it right offhand. So not going to worry too much about it, but I am going to note it down somewhere. Oh. I'm not going to be drawing in a character sheet of myself, so Nilfgaard. Right. And then I roll randomly for where in Nilfgaard? For Vassal. Okay. I spelled that Wassel. Apparently I'm suddenly German. Okay, roll a d10 for where in particular? 5. Magturga. I'm just guessing on these names. Magturga gives me a +1 endurance, which I will note. Var endurance var. Right. I love base character sheets. I really do. So easy to read and find stuff. Pretty soon I'm going to start having flashbacks to rifts. Anyway, so I'm not going to worry about that. I'll get to that when I get to that. I'm sure I will come across that in due time. Oh, wait a minute. It's a body skill. There we go. Plus, no, I'm not going to write it in the box itself. I'm going to write a +1 beside it. There we go. Right on. Familial fate. What's up with my family? First we go for an even odd. It's odd. I got a 9. Something happened to my family. What's their fate? Even odd. 2. That's even. My parents are alive. Alive! Yes. Family, 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 family. Where is my family on the sheet? It's not here. It really isn't. Well, that's what campaign notes are for, isn't it? Actually, I'm going to put it in early life. Family. Something happened. Actually, I should start with that. Happened to family. They are alive. I'm sorry. Parents. No. Didn't I just roll a 9? No, I rolled a 2 on that. Okay. Getting myself confused. Parents are alive. Alive. Now we go to family status. There we go. This is a simple 1d10. A lot of things are 1d10 based around here. I got a 10. Since I'm from Nilfgaard, I'm a peasant family. But it gives me +1 luck. Based upon the class I plan to play, which I believe I'm going to go with man-at-arms. This is actually kind of fitting. Because it gives him a reason to leave the family farm. Not sure how being a peasant farmer makes you lucky, but I get a starting gear of lucky token. I'm going to throw that. So I can erase that from here so I don't get confused. And then go to my happy luck stat. Know that it gets a +1 to start. Right. So we roll on the 1d10, then we go to most influential friend. Simple. Do I have any friends? I don't think I have friends. 1. The cult of the great sun. Your greatest influence was the church. You spent years learning chants and rituals. That doesn't make a lot of sense. But okay. My best friend is a cult. But that might actually lead me to play a priest instead. Cult of the Great Sun. I can't write an L to save my life. That gives me, though, a ceremonial mask. Okay. Like, that's super useful. Roll 1d10 or choose below, then go to siblings. Siblings! Let's roll for a d10. 9. I am an only child. Okay, so I have no siblings then. Okay. Not going to worry about if I had any other siblings. Just going to move on real quick. Okay. For every full 10 years that you've been alive, roll 1d10 on the table for life events. On the table below to determine what most event... What was the most important event of that decade? So, there's 3 different options. Easy to come up with. I'm thinking I'm a little grizzled. I'm going to go with 27. Just to make it easy, that gives me 2 rolls, because I've only been alive for 2 full years. To 10, and to 20. I'm almost 30, so maybe, you know, I haven't had anything defining happen in that time. Anyway, let's roll for the first one. Ooh, it's a straight up 10. Ooh, romance. These don't end well, apparently, from what I'm given to understand. All right. Now we roll for the love affair. What was up with this? 8. Horrors and debauchery. I think I'm getting back towards more of a man-at-arms instead of a cleric. Mm-hmm. So, by the way, I have to go to, where is it? Life path. First decade was romance. Okay. Now, whores and debauchery means that you spent your time sleeping around, buying whores, and perhaps leaving a trail of bastard children in your wake if you weren't careful. This would be probably in his teens. So, I'm not suspecting he was super careful. But, it doesn't mean he's got a role for problematic love or romantic tragedy or anything like that. Okay. Now we roll for the next decade. Big event was a 7. Ooh, what's it gonna be? Allies and enemies. Easy enough. Now it's an even odd. If it's even, you get an ally. Odd, you get an enemy. Ooh, it's an enemy. So, go over here to the enemies table and find out a little about them. Okay, so, enemy, it's a male, relative, should I be rolling randomly for each one? No, I don't, I'm just going to go quick here, I caused a major humiliation. Ooh. I'm going to say, cousin, that's why I fled the family farm, that sounds good, okay. Right, so, we got those taken care of. Now, where do we go? Got that taken care of, so I think we're done with the life path. So let's go back. Pick your profession. Ooh, should be super easy, barely an inconvenience. It seems to me, based upon my experience with Cyberpunk 2013 and 2020, which also uses a life path system. In fact, the systems between those two games and Witcher, very similar. So this is a much easier life path, in my opinion. The other one may be more detailed, but frankly, more of a pain in the pukus. Okay. So I could be a bard? Nah, don't think so. Craftsman? Probably not. Criminal? Maybe, but I don't think so. Doctor? Doesn't seem likely. Mage? No. Man-at-arms? I'm thinking. Merchant? No. Priest? Nope, there's magic involved. Thanks, no. And Witcher? We already ruled out a Witcher. No priest. Although I still have quite a lot of faith in the Cult of the Great Sun. Yeah, no, we're going to do man-at-arms. Profession, man-at-arms. Arms. Defining skill for that is tough as nails. All right. A body-based skill. Wow. When a man-at-arm falls to or below 0 health, they can roll tough as nails at a DC equal to the number of negative health times 2 to keep fighting. If they fail, they fall into death state as usual. If they succeed, they can keep fighting as if they were only at their wound threshold. Any damage forces them to make another roll against a DC based on their health. Yeah. Yeah, that's potentially quite useful. But also, you could end up, if you roll really well during the fight, and then the fight's over, you fall over dead. Very cinematic, very nifty. I like that idea. Okay, so what are my skills? Well, obviously, vigor is 0. Let's get that written down. And I have no magical perks. There will not be magic used on this character, thank you, at all. Skills. Any 5 combat skills, plus wilderness survival, courage. Where is it? There it is, a will skill. There we go. Physique. That's body. Got it. Intimidation! Aha. Means I should have a will, high will. And dodge escape, which is a good reflex skill. Always want to have high reflex, high dex, high body. Speed is always useful. Will is always useful. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, combat related skills. I get 5 of them. Any 5 combat skills. Well, there's swordsmanship. And I'm going to take brawling. Melee. Are there any other ones that might come in useful over there? 2, 3. I need 2 more, so pretty sure I only have 2 other options. Is small blades and staff spear. The only 2 remaining combat skills, so I guess I'm taking those. All right. We have our happy dandy little skills. Now, before we jump ahead on that, we picked our profession. Now we got to pick our statistics. Statistics? Whole different bag, man. Now, there's 2 different ways of doing statistics. You can roll a 1d10 9 different times, and you re-roll any 1s or 2s, so you end up with numbers from 3 to 10, and you'll have 9 of them. You can do that, or you can split up points based off of a game type. And since I'm soloing, I'm just going to make this super easy and just do the game, the points, divvying up points. Now, you can go from average all the way up to legends. I'm thinking probably heroes level, so not quite as powerful, but I need to be pumped up. I need to make sure my attributes are fairly high since I'm going to be doing this alone. So, we got 75 points to spend. Like I said, and is there a max to the amount I can put into them? Well, I know you can't go higher than 10 unless you have, like, a bonus right from the start. You know? Like, race-based, that sort of thing. So, I only have 1 attribute bonus, and that's my luck based off of the charm I have. So, I'm not going to worry too much about that anyway. I know I need to have a high will and a high reflex. Most of my skills are in will and reflexes. So will, I'm going to drop 10 into, and reflexes gets 10. I'm also going to drop 10 in body. Empathy. Yeah, I'm going to give that a 5. Just to bring this down to an even 40 points left. Okay, I have 5 attributes left and 40 points to go between them. So I'm going to drop 5 in intelligence and 5 in craft. Those are ones I'm not really using a whole lot of either, so that drops that to 30. And I can have 10 in dex, 10 in speed, 10 in luck, which brings that to 11 because of my +1. That I gained earlier. Bam. So, yes. That sounds very power gamey. And very high stats and whatnot. It really does. Seems a little high. But we want to survive! Since most people are playing in a group, I'm doing this alone. And re-rolling characters every other session wouldn't be very good. So anyway, we got our stats. That's awesome. Now we got to do our derived stats. Vigor, we don't worry about. Stun is based off of see the physical table. Where is the physical table? Oh, okay. Body plus will divided by 2. My body is 10. My will is 10. So divide that by 2. Well, 10. So easy enough. My hit points, where are they? There they are. 50. My stamina, also 50. My rec recovery is 10. Oops, put it in the wrong spot. Stun is 100. Nice. Okay, back over here. Run is speed time 3. So that's 30. I am quick. Leap is run divided by 5, which is 6. Gee, earlier I couldn't math to save my life. Now I'm just burning through it like a champ. Encumbrance. Body times 10. 100. Punch and kick. My body is 10. My punch, 1d6 plus 4. And my kick, 1d6 plus 8. I am a mean kicker. Ouchies. Do I have any skills currently that require 2 points? Nothing in intelligence. I have no crafting skills, will skills, none of those do. So, awesome. Super simple for spending the points. I get 44 points spread up between my defining skill. Okay. So, that's 11 total points. Skills. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. Now, I could totally just do this the easy way. I think I will. 4 points in everything. He's fairly average straight across the board. Now, some of these I can drop down a little bit. I think I'm going to drop small blades and staff spear each down 2 points, so they'll each only have 2s. That opens up 4 more points for me, 2 of which are going to go into tough as nails, giving it a 6, because you can, at character creation, you can only have up to 6 points in a skill. And that gives me 2 more points to drop in something else of my skills here. I believe I am going to make that, since my intelligence is fairly low comparatively to the other ones, I'm going to raise my wilderness survival up to 6. Going to say I've had to live off the land quite a bit. Are there any other ones I want to adjust at all? Not really. I'm pretty good with the way that is. Now, I get pickup skills, things I've done in my life, which are your intelligence plus reflexes for skill points. Super simple. So that's 15 points. I get 15 more points to spend on anything that isn't one of the skills I just put points into. So that's great. Now, let's see. I want to spread out a bunch of points, so I'm going to put little bits in lots of things. Not really dexterity skills, except for I think I'm going to want, I got 15. I better write that down so I can map this easier. 1 in archery and 1 in stealth. Then 1 in riding. Gonna give myself, even though I have horrible empathy, 1 in perception, or human perception, I should say. Be a little more specific there. I do not feel like I need crafting skills, with the exception of I need some first aid. I'm going to say I learned some stuff in there, so I'm going to give myself 6 on that. Leaves me with 5 more points. I know that's really high. In fact, no. Nope. Actually, I changed my mind. I'm going to make that a 4, so it's more even with everything else. That leaves me with 7 points. So So, yeah, I need to have some more things spread around here. Don't really care about those things. I think I want two in awareness. What? Five left. One in common speech. Takes that to four. You'd think he knows how to, a little bit of reading and writing for contracts. Effectively being a mercenary. He may not be good at it, but he's got some. I'm going to give him two in streetwise and two in tactics. And there's all of his points. We are spent. All right. I feel like I've got a fairly well-balanced starting character here. I mean, other people may be going, "You're such a noob. Gosh, you're horrible at this." Maybe, but, whatever. Did I skip something on the life path? Yeah, I did. Holy crap. Crap, I did. Personal style. We can't miss that. All right. Where was that again? Aha. Oh, we'll roll a d10 for style. And we get a three. Fancy clothes does not work for me. Instead, I think I would be more likely to wear, being a man at arms, more utilitarian clothing. I don't want to wear a uniform because that might, cause him problems later on. Personality-wise, we're going to roll for each of these. I'm violent. Maybe I had some real problems with my cousins and other extended family. And that groom, I grew up rather violent. How about haircut? A five. Long and wild. I like it. I like it. And affectations? Six. I wear a shadowy cloak. I'm feeling the weight of a dark tavern corner on my back. The edgelord is starting to come out. Values. Do I have a valued person? That's a nine. A personal hero. I got a one for value. I value money. Ooh, I'm starting to feel something coming along. Feelings on people. People have to prove themselves. Yeah, that's not how you spell prove. Did I mention I'm recording this in very, very early in the morning? Okay. And yeah, I've got names. I got a name already. Crass. It works. Now then, did I get my starting gear already for Man-at-Arms? I did not. I forgot to write that down. So let's do that quickly. Just back up a little bit. I have a cord, spear, battle axe, throwing knives. I'm five, a satchel, chain, coif, brigandine, armored trousers. My dungarees are, covered in plate. Yeah. What the heck? Okay. I do believe I'll be using a different headset when we record next. Crossbow and bolts. 20 bolts and a steel buckler. Got it. Okay, so I got my gear, got that stuff. Back to what I need to do to make a character. Got my pickup skills taken care of. Get your coin. First step is use a starting coin table to determine how much money you have. Right. So, where would I find that starting coin table? Oh, I'm guessing right here at the gear section. So I am a man at arms. Ooh, I roll something other than a d10. I get to roll 2d6. Yay! 150 times 5. Why, that's 750. I get 750 starting crowns. A little less than average, but you know what? It'll do. I already start with a pretty good amount of stuff. And I can go ahead and buy some things and get all this stuff added into the character, just final little bits. I will do that, and then we will start up next week. We're going to go ahead and start up next week with the, I should be all ready to go, and yeah, definitely a different headset. Anyway, we will pick this all up next week and go from there. So, in conclusion, though, before I go, yeah, sorry about that. Let's just unplug this. There. Now maybe it'll stop disconnecting and reconnecting. Okay, so I was trying to charge my headset while doing this. Not a good idea. So anyway, please drop by my website, which is swarmy.com. You can check out our other podcasts there. I've got a blog, a bunch of other stuff, this Discord server, yada, yada, yada. So anyway, that'd be great if you did that. Join the community, tell your friends, give us a like and whatnot, good recommendation on the podcasting service of your choice, whatever. That'd all be awesome. Anyway, till next time, I'm Squirmy, and remember, if you can't play with your friends, you can always play with yourself.
Thanks for listening to the show. If you want more content like this, come on over to squirmy.com. We've got more podcasts, blogs, our own Discord server, and so much more. Also, don't forget to join us again next week as your intrepid guide Squirmy delves once more into the world of solo role-playing.